We'll report next here on the U.S. detention center in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. A prisoner there says that he and other detainees were beaten while handcuffed and blindfolded. His name is David Hicks. He's an Australian, and he filed an affidavit in federal court yesterday alleging that he and other prisoners have been abused. That adds to the allegations of mistreatment at Guantanamo, where about 550 foreign-born men are being held. NPR's Jackie Northam has been covering this story. Good morning.
Morning.
So what is the background of this man who filed the complaint, David Hicks?
Well, David Hicks was captured in Afghanistan shortly after American forces invaded the country there. And he's actually one of only four prisoners who have been charged with war crimes, charged with anything, actually, at Guantanamo. The government says, among other things, that he fought alongside al-Qaeda and the Taliban, and that he attended al-Qaeda training camps, and he learned surveillance techniques and all about explosives, and that he was going to use that training to blow up U.S. Embassy and the British Embassy in Afghanistan. And he was one of the first detainees that was sent to Guantanamo Bay.
So that's what the government says about him. What does he say about the government's treatment of him?
Well, this affidavit is full of a lot of allegations, serious allegations as well. He says that he was beaten before and after interrogations, that he was threatened with firearms and other weapons while he was questioned. He also says that he was injected with medication and then interrogated, and that they wouldn't tell him what the medication was, no matter how many times that he asked. But it's just chock full of allegations about mistreatment, both psychological and physical. And if these allegations are true, the affidavit gives a really good picture of how the military uses incentives to try to get prisoners to cooperate. In other words, if the detainees are good, they give them information during questioning, then they can get food, regular sleep patterns. However, if they don't cooperate, then according to this affidavit, life is pretty miserable. Hicks says that he saw guards use dogs to brutalize some of the problem detainees.
You said if these allegations are true. Any way to prove them?
It is difficult, you know. Guantanamo is a remote naval base. Visitors, you know, have to go through very stiff security clearance to get there. So lawyers and family members certainly can't just sort of show up at the airport. Very difficult to chart detainees, you know, well-being in that. His military lawyer says that he launched his own investigations and that he found that these charges were true. Hicks' father showed up at Guantanamo. He was given special permission and during David's first court hearing, and his father said the two men had not seen each other for many years, and the first thing that his son talked about was these allegations of abuse and that he was really teetering on the edge of, you know, his mental health was really suffering.
Okay. Now, some of these allegations sound rather familiar. Claims like this have been made before.
Yeah, they certainly have. There were several British detainees that were released in early spring, and they made very similar claims as this. There's also been a few reports that were leaked. They were written by the International Committee of the Red Cross, and they're very, very similar to these charges. But also just in this past week, Steve, we've seen documents that were released by the government. They had to release them. And it showed that agencies within the government were having problems with this. For example, the FBI said they were having real problems with the aggressive interrogation techniques that were going on. So a lot of things just keep dribbling out, a lot of allegations.
So Hicks made these allegations in federal court. What can the federal court do about them?
Well, everything is at a standstill right now as far as his own trial, because the federal courts are deciding about due process, you know, how these people can actually press their cases in federal court. So it's hard to say how this is actually going to fit into the whole thing right now.
Jackie, thanks.
Thanks very much, Steve.
That's NPR's Jackie Northam.